A recent 2023 UN 67th session of the Commission on the Status of Women Industry Leaders shed light on the vital role of women and girls in driving digital technology innovation and their active involvement in science, technology, engineering and mathematics or STEM fields. According to industry experts, women constitutes a considerable portion of the workforce, not only in South Africa, but the world. Unfortunately, historical trends and biases make technology and computer science less appealing or accessible to many women. As the Southern African nation marks Women's Month this August, ABB, a leading technology and solutions provider, is also celebrating women within the organization. And this celebration aligns with the concept of generation equality, connecting South Africa to the global efforts towards achieving gender equality by 2030. Jackie Mbanga, Human Resources Business Partner for ABB Electrification South Africa, joins us on the line to share her experiences in this industry. Jackie, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa in Business, and happy Women's Month.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy Women's Month to you too.
Jackie, talk to us about your organization and appointing women in influential positions. You know, would you say your current role is influential?
Definitely so. I'm an HR business partner at ABB, and, you know, part of what I do is to actually ensure that we have a diverse and inclusive culture in ABB. ABB globally, and not only South Africa, actually drives the empowerment of women into leadership roles. And you definitely are correct. By 2030, we actually have a target to actually ensure that at least about 30% of our females actually are in leadership roles by the 2030.
And just looking at the technology industry, has it changed over the years in terms of the size of female representation, or do we still need more work to be done in that space?
Definitely a lot of work still needs to be done. I think a good thing that we can actually praise ourselves for is the fact that we do see women graduating with engineering degrees. So the pool is growing a bit. What we then have to do as companies is to actually ensure that we give opportunities to those females that have got, you know, the qualification, and try and upskill them, and give experience so that they can actually come into this technology space.
Oh, Jackie, just that on its own, does it go back to the biggest talking point where science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or the STEM fields when it comes to education, going back to the foundation phase where young girls are, you know, channeled towards taking up these fields and working towards driving this process from an early age?
Yes, definitely. And I think that, you know, it's important to just make sure that, you know, the girl child is also given those opportunities. And we as, the industry, we need to open our opportunities to females. And part of how we actually do this within ABB is we've got our young talent programs, our graduate programs, that we ensure that already we bring in females or female engineers put in place programs to actually upskill them to be able to take the roles that were deemed to be male-driven.
And would you say some of the challenges that you encounter in this industry are things Is it things that can be taken care of or dealt with and on just a quick basis, or does it need to go back to ground level, where just the steps to get to where you are and seeing your colleagues in ABB or in the industry working differently at the aspects of how they achieve their goals?
It's definitely not an easy one. I think that we, you know, still have a long way to go. There's a certain mindset that some of our colleagues are not able to change. There's still a lot of unconscious biases against women. You do find leaders that have embraced the change and they want to give those opportunities. But you still find some of the leaders that would still think that certain jobs must be done by men and not by females. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done in that regard.
Do you find that a lot of women in this industry, having to juggle the work of the space of being at work, having a family, and just running the entities that they run? Do you think that a lot of support is needed in this space?
Quite a lot. Wellness is quite a big topic right now. And, you know, you do need to make sure that there is that balance. And that's why companies like ABB are also looking at flexible work practices so that we are able to support where our employees are actually, have different things to be juggling. We also make sure that we actually have an employee assistance program that ABB has, where our employees can actually reach out for support to ensure that we keep a healthy and a mentally well workforce.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us on African Business today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Jackie Mbanga, Human Resources Business Partner for ABB Electrification South Africa, joining us on the line. It is 1:52 Central African Time, and we're coming to you live from Johannesburg in South Africa.